The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Today we are listening to the Finding Finish Lines podcast. You can find it at findingfinishlines.com. The description says, let's drop expectations, judgment, comparison, pretense, ego, and anything else that threatens to stand in our way as we chase our endurance goals. I'm Sally. I'm unashamed, middle-aged of the pack marathoner, triathlete, mom, wife, and friend trying to juggle all the good things. Hang around here long enough and I'll have you believing that you can do anything and hitting the register button. Register button, I'm assuming for a race. There we go. Join us for, I thought, because I'm thinking you meant subscribe button because that's, I'm a podcaster and you're a runner. Okay, got it. Join us for full episodes on Mondays and a quick, powerful pep talk on our 5-minute Friday episodes. See you at the starting line. And I got to give a shout out to Sally. Sally gave me all this information in the form. I didn't even have to fire up iTunes or Apple Podcast or whatever you want to call it this week to get that info. I really deeply appreciate it. And so she sent me over a 5-minute Friday, which is going to sound a lot like this. In the voice of our guy starts
now. Welcome to 5-Minute Fridays from Finding Finish Lines, a powerful pep talk to take you into the weekend. You know that feeling in your stomach when you're just not really sure you're ready for whatever comes next? It's the can I, can I not type of feeling. You can probably feel it right now just imagining it. I happen to think that endurance athletes just might be addicted to this feeling. That quest to discover that you are good enough, whatever good enough means in your life right now. To some degree, this feeling shows up in me before every single long run, ride, or swim. And I don't just mean those workouts when I know I'm doing something different, like adding in more strides or a further distance. I mean every single one. The whole universe of potential that waits right in front of me as I stand on my front porch waiting for my Garmin to catch GPS, those endless possibilities just light me up. That instant right before you start, that is a sacred space. It's a mindset moment reserved really for the endurance athletes that have poured their heart into the sport, right? Like those of us that just keep showing up even when we're tired or busy or heartbroken or elated. We know from experience that those days when we don't feel like ourselves, don't feel talented, don't feel super prepared, we know even those can be breakthrough workouts. You've probably had this happen. You go out feeling meh, and soon you start feeling like you just can't catch the rhythm. Until you look down at your wrist and you realize that the reason everything just feels a little off is because you're cruising at a brand new pace without jacking up your heart rate. You have improved and you didn't even realize it. You're getting fitter and you're getting faster. And it felt hard because it's hard, not because you aren't good enough, because you are good enough. You grew, your options expanded, not because of a single day act of courage, but because of the cumulative effects of just doing the consistent work. And we know that happens. We know that it might not, but we know that it could. And we are showing up for it over and over and over because it could. Because we're addicted. So I have to ask, why do you still question it? Why do you still keep the title of runner or triathlete or swimmer or walker or whatever it is off of yourself? Can I just tell you that no one is going to come down from on high and declare you an athlete? There isn't some certifying body that's going to declare you good enough to join the ranks. This one is all about you. And it's time to celebrate you. Because even if you're still using that unkind language for yourself, like if you're still calling yourself slow or fat or lazy or whatever the word is that you have fallen back on simply because you have always used it, but not because it's true, those nasty words, they can't take away the truth of who you are. You're an athlete. You're a super brave woman who finds herself between starting lines and finish lines as often as she can. You're a woman who's good enough. Mike Riley, the voice of Iron Man, quotes from Bryce Courtney in his book, Finding My Voice. He says, "What you are speaks so loud that what you say cannot be heard." And when I was reading it, all I could think of were my dear athletes who are just so loudly talented and brave and hardworking and inspirational, and how the roar of who you are positively drowns out the negative talk of what you say you are. And if only the acoustics worked as well on your insides as they do on the outsides. I was thinking of how the people around you probably sort you into the athlete category of their acquaintances long before you place yourself there, because it takes you so much longer to decide that you are good enough. And you know what? I was thinking that today would be the perfect day to acknowledge that you are. If you are brave, if you lace up those shoes or squeeze into the suit or practice those transitions, then it's time for you to slip into the words too. Or maybe it's not in sports that you hold back from accepting how great you really are. Maybe you're a fantastic mother who values what's important and lets the little things slide, and so you tell yourself you're a mess. Or maybe you're a friend who always shows up, who wears her heart on her sleeve, who always gives and gives, and yet you think you aren't present enough. Or maybe you're an advocate for everyone around you, never backing down from a bully and always speaking up for what's right, and you're convinced that you aren't doing enough because you cannot show up for every battle. It's time to slip into the garments of your greatness. They've been custom made for you, sister, and they have just been hanging on the hanger for way too long. And for whatever is about to come next, whatever start line you're standing on, literal or figurative, let's take a moment to remind yourself that you are trained, you are ready, and you can handle whatever comes your way. Why? Because you're good enough. If you're looking for a community that believes in you until you're ready to believe in yourself, then come join us in the new Facebook group, We Are Finding Finish Lines. We can't wait to meet you. And I'll be back in your ears on Monday. Enjoy the heck out of your training this weekend. And until next time, carry on, Women of Valor.
All right, if you're new to the show, that means the show wasn't bad and it really didn't resonate with me. You started off the show with this.
You know that feeling in your stomach when you're just not really sure you're ready for whatever comes next?
No.
It's the can I, can I not type of feeling.
And then later you mentioned when you didn't feel like you were in the groove and it turns out you set a new pace. That's not me. The other thing I notice as I now am looking at your file is that this is geared towards women, celebrating fearless women. So maybe this is just a case where I'm not your target audience. You did throw in a very small story about how when you're on your front porch waiting for the Garmin to connect to the GPS, I would have liked maybe another more detailed, a little more vulnerable story about how there are times when you just don't think you can do it and then you did. I think stories are powerful. If you are able to be vulnerable and share that with your audience, they get to know you like that, as opposed to just you can do more than you think you can. And the other thing, and this is, it's almost a pet peeve, but you did a really good job of not sounding like you're reading, but you're reading, and you do a great job of, you know, having lots of voice inflection as you're talking. But the thing is, I don't think this is how we talk when we're at the dinner table. Hey, Grandpa, could you please pass me the mashed potatoes? So that after a while, and you weren't quite that sing-songy, but for me, I just, it is a pet peeve. When somebody reads their podcast to me, I kind of go, oh, they're not really talking to me. And on one hand, I should be thankful that you're not throwing a bunch of you knows at me and ums and things like that. But I just, for me, did it make me laugh? No. Did it make me cry? No. Did it make me think? Not really, because I'm not a runner. So that's where I'm going to throw this out to the audience. If you're a runner, specifically maybe if you're a female runner, did this connect with you? The number is 888-563-3228. If you're on any kind of listening device, if you scroll up, down, left, or right, you'll see the number right there. I would love to have your opinion, because for me, I was just kind of like, didn't hate it, didn't love it. And if you want your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the $5 sign, and you will have your show right here. If you want a full review, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's a show I do with my buddy, 30-year radio veteran, Eric K. Johnson. We go over the top, middle, bottom, upside down, your website, your goals. It's basically a podcast consulting call with two consultants, and we record it and let the world know what you're doing right and maybe those things you could do just a little better. Find that over at podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride. Stay safe, everybody. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.